Holmes.
Lady Hilda Trelawney Hope. Mrs. Hudson, please ask her ladyship if she'll be kind enough to step up.
Yes, sir.
Our modest little apartment certainly being honoured today. What do you know of her?
Only what old England knows. Youngest daughter of the Duke of Belminster. Married Hope some 5 years ago. Big society wedding, naturally.
Naturally.
And the loveliest woman in London. So they say.
Well, here's your chance to verify the rumours.
Lady Hilda Trelawney Hope, gentlemen.
Good morning, madam. I am Sherlock Holmes, my colleague, Dr. John Watson.
Your ladyship.
Gentlemen, has my husband been here?
Yes, madam, he has. Won't you sit down and tell us what you want?
Oh.
Allow me.
Thank you. No.
As you prefer.
Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson, I will speak frankly to you in the hope that you will speak frankly in return. There is complete confidence between my husband and me on all matters save one. That one is politics.
Indeed.
Now, I'm aware that there was a most deplorable occurrence in our house last night. I know that a paper has disappeared. My husband has told me that much. But he refuses to take me into his complete confidence. I beg you to tell me everything.
Your ladyship asks the impossible.
You must tell me what has happened and what it will lead to. What was this paper that was stolen?
If your husband sees fit to keep you in the dark, is it for us to tell you? We have only learned the truth under the pledge of professional secrecy.
Mr. Holmes, I assure you that your client's interests would best be served by taking me into his complete confidence. If only he would see that. Gentlemen, you must tell me.
Madam, it is your husband you must ask.
I have asked him. I come to you only as a last resource.
We cannot help you.
Very well. But without telling me anything definite, Mr. Holmes, would you enlighten me on one point?
What is it?
Is my husband's political career likely to suffer through this incident?
Unless it's set right, it may certainly have a very unfortunate effect.
In the first shock of this disaster, my husband did let one thing slip. Am I correct in thinking that there will also be terrible public consequences?
If he said so, I certainly cannot deny it.
Then I will take up no more of your time. Do not think badly of me. All I wish is to share my husband's anxieties.
Your ladyship?
I beg you, say nothing to my husband of this visit.
Now, Watson, the fair sex is your department. What did she really want?
Look, Inspector, how much longer are you going to keep us hanging round in here? I've got things to be seeing to.
But so have I. There's so much to do.
People to inform, arrangements to make. You know how it is.
Oh, I know how it is, Mitten. I know exactly how it is.
What do you mean?
This is what I mean.
You've been going through my stuff. You've no right.
I've every right. Nice piece of workmanship, this. Inlaid mahogany, silver clasp, elegant spot of lining, and a very handsome razor. Bit out of your class, isn't it?
Listen, I can explain.
No? Perhaps you can also explain the monogram inside the lid. E.L. Eduardo Lucas, your late employer.
Inspector, you're making a mistake.
Please, Mrs. Pringle. I'm sure he can answer for himself. Well, Mitten? Not quite so cocksure, now, are we?
He gave it to me. It was a present.
This isn't the only thing we found. Cufflinks, typings. Quite a nice little haul.
They was all presents, every one of them.
Presents you helped yourself to when your master's back was turned. Handy, were they, those trips to Paris? Until he caught you at it.
No.
What are you talking about?
You want me to spell it out, do you? Mr. Lucas found out just how light-fingered you were. and he had it out with you last night, in his study, with all those knives.